picks to see who's going to win. We have no idea who's going to win. We have no qualifications other than movies we like to see. But other than that, we'll do our picks. So that should be fun. Hey, Brett, thank you very much. Don't forget Major League playing in Marcus Theaters. You want to catch it? It's in honor of Bob Uecker. $5.40 it was. Is that the price?
$5.40 for 54 years as the voice of the Brewers. Yep.
All right, we'll talk to you next Friday, my friend.
We'll see you. Have a great one, Don.
You too. Bye-bye now. All right, Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Always good to talk to Brett. On Monday, we'll be talking to Nell Minow, the movie mom, who also works for RogerEbert.com. We'll be talking about the Oscar picks as well, the Oscar nominations. But right now, it's 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, for St. Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Firefighters in Southern California are still battling the large wildfire that broke out in Castaic this week. They'll get some help from rain in the forecast for the weekend. But people in the Pacific Palisades are worried the precipitation could trigger mudslides in areas scorched by the wildfire there.
We're preparing for that. We're putting tarps on the hillside in the back because it is vulnerable.
The president is scheduled to tour parts of L.A. devastated by wildfires. Today's visit is not, though, without controversy. CBS News LA's Andres Gutierrez.
President Trump has repeatedly blamed California Governor Gavin Newsom for the disaster and is now threatening to withhold aid using what experts say are false claims that there could be more water to fight fires if the state repeals environmental protections.
A setback for the president in his bid to end birthright citizenship.
Obviously, we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge in Seattle, I guess, right? And there's no surprises with that judge.
He called the move the judge did blatantly unconstitutional and placed a hold on Mr. Trump's executive order. Need a new car? You may want to buy now. A major part of the president's economic agenda includes new tariffs on imports. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Tom Maioli is the owner of a new and used car dealership in New Jersey. With President Donald Trump threatening 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, Maioli says drivers could see a big price jump.
How much of an increase could a consumer see?
You know, I think it's going to be a minimum of 5. It could be up to 15%.
Hamas is set to release several more Israeli hostages tomorrow. Correspondent Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
A Hamas official says all 4 will be female soldiers and would be swapped for 200 Palestinian detainees and prisoners. We are now in day 6 of this ceasefire. It is fragile, but it is holding. And that is despite Israeli tank shelling that killed 2 Palestinians yesterday.
A massive windstorm battering Ireland and Scotland. It's been hit with record gusts of 114 miles an hour. The BBC's Chris Page is in County Mayo.
There is disruption everywhere. Clearly, there's also going to be a lot of damage and destruction, unfortunately, by the time this storm blows through.
Panda fans got up and out early in Washington, D.C.
We've been waiting for this for a really long time.
2 new giant bears from China, 3-year-olds Bao Li and Qing Bao, are about to make their public debut at the National Zoo. The Smithsonian's Lonnie Bunch.
People love the pandas because the pandas make us smile and they bring us together.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council approved a downtown cop house on Main Street. It's a move to enhance safety and community engagement. The facility is expected to open in March. A $1 million cash bond was set yesterday for Devontae Caraway. He's charged with homicide in a fatal Racine County jail attack on New Year's Eve. The 47-second incident went unnoticed by staff for 22 minutes. Joseph Lee died in the hospital days later. Police and the community in Kenosha continue to search for 18-year-old Kayla Rose Sobzak. She's been missing since December 17th. She was last seen near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Her image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. A Racine man has pleaded guilty in a nationwide swatting scheme targeting Ring doorbell camera owners. Kaya Nelson faces up to 15 years in federal prison for making hoax emergency calls and live streaming police responses. And that Buc-ee's planned for just north of the Racine-Milwaukee County line will be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest. The 74,000-square-foot convenience store and gas station is planned to be built southwest of I-94 and Elm Road. It is still pending several public hearings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
In the situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there, like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling. Like, you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care we've been in a hotel. Like, you gotta take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 20, wind chills around zero. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, lows around 16. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs to the mid-30s. Sunny and 28 on Sunday, Monday, breezy and highs near 40.
Right now, it's zero.
You're going to find out things about your spouse that you didn't even see coming. You know, I just found out my wife doesn't like when I read. Anything, a book, a magazine, a cereal box. If my wife sees me reading, she doesn't think, oh, he needs some quiet time. No, she thinks, oh, he's bored. Let me tell him a story about my sister at work. Oh, he's reading a book. He must be really bored. Let me tell him about my mom's new lease agreement on her apartment. The other time she likes to talk is late at night when I get into bed, put my head on the pillow, and turn out the lights. That's when she likes to talk about cancer, child abductions, and the end of days. Whatever bad news she gathered up during the day, she's gonna sprinkle on my side of the bed. Until she unloads and starts to snore.
The sun's rising, the coffee's burning. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The story's in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst. worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Red Rubber Ball, The Circle, local news, timeless hits at WRJ, and it's 8:10, it's zero. Wow. Zero and sunny. I thought we were supposed to have, like, really warm weather coming up. It will, eventually. I see today increasing cloudiness, highs near 21. Boy, I don't know how we're going to get to 21. Slight chance of snow tonight, lows 18. Now tomorrow, sunny with a high near 35, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 27. Again, it's sunny and zero right here at Radio Park. Well, people having affairs cost companies around the world $17 million every day in lost productivity. That's about $4 billion a year. The average cheater spends an hour and 15 minutes of work time on their affair every single day. I have seen it, not from personal experience, but I have seen it happen. Places I worked at where the cheating goes on, and yes, I can see an hour and 15 minutes, no problem at all. It's 810 WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. Ain't no mountain high enough.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry,
oh baby.
To Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
I can't wait no more for you.
Zavala from 1963. Local news, Tamla's hits here at WRJN. It's 8:16, and this is really interesting. A 10-year-old girl in Rhode Island named Scarlett D'Amato sent a letter to a local police department asking for a DNA test. She wanted to prove Santa is real, and they actually agreed to help her out. Now, she included a half-eaten Oreo cookie and some carrots that looked like they had been gnawed on by a reindeer. The result's still pending. They've already gathered additional evidence. Someone's security camera actually caught a shot of a possible reindeer in the neighborhood. An eyewitness also in the neighborhood saw a man in red clothing on the night of December 24th. Police say he's currently considered a person of interest. We'll keep you on top of this story. But right now, here's Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yuri Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothée Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain. And his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actress category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is a word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN. I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad and a pretty floating pipe. Selling little bottles.
Searchers, low potion number 9822, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This is hard to believe, but it's true. A three-year-old in the UK became one of the youngest people ever to be accepted in Mensa. That's the high IQ group. Now, I just said this kid's 3 years old. He taught himself to read by the time he was 26 months old and can already count to 100 in 6 different languages. I'll repeat, the kid is 3 years old. I think when I was 6 or 7, I was starting to learn to tie my shoes and maybe add 1 plus 1. This kid's going to be in college by the time I was in kindergarten. Wow. 823 at WRJN.
I keep on.
No.
Love Is All Around, their follow-up to Wild Thing. It's 8:28, local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN. Right now, we've got a temperature of 0 with sunshine. Guess the sun ain't working again this morning, here at Radio Park. I guess this could happen. A woman called 911 after her aunt texted her, "I'm having a heart attack." Whoa! Turns out she really didn't mean it. Literally, she was watching a Green Bay Packer game, and she was stressed out about the NFL playoff game against the 49ers. This was last year, and having a heart attack. I would call an ambulance. I would call 911. I would do all that stuff if somebody texted me having a heart attack. But, you know, I can understand you're all stressed out because of a Packer game, but don't ever text something like that. It's 8:30 of WRJN Local News. Tadless hits. Here's news, and here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police were searching for two suspects who ran off after a shooting last night. Initial reports indicate one person was treated for a gunshot wound to the back. It happened at just after 9 last night near North Memorial and Albert. We're working on learning more. A search is still underway for an 18-year-old Kenosha woman. Police say Kayla Rose Sobzak has a history of mental health disorders and has been missing for over a month. She's described as a mixed-race female, 5'3", 175 pounds, with brown eyes and black curly hair. She was last seen December 17th near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Anyone with info should call Kenosha Police. A Racine man has admitted his involvement in a swatting operation that targeted Ring doorbell camera owners across the country. The feds say back in November of 2020, Kaya Nelson placed hoax emergency calls to 911 and live-streamed the police response on social media. The week-long spree saw Nelson and his co-conspirators get access to victims' Yahoo email accounts and their linked Ring devices. Nelson faces a potential sentence of 15 years in federal prison. They'll be coming from miles around to the Buc-ee's. The announcement yesterday about the massive convenience store and gas station coming to Oak Creek has garnered a lot of talk. It'll be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest, with plans for a different location in DeForest in a holding pattern. The 74,000-square-foot facility would go up on the southwest part of I-94 and Elm Road. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. There are still lots of hurdles for the project, with the first of several public hearings next week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 20, wind chills around 0. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, lows around 16. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs to the mid-30s. Sunny and 28 on Sunday, Monday, breezy and highs near 40.
Right now, it's 0.
They just visited me, my parents. I love them to death, but 2 weeks. They came to my house, no hotel, 2 weeks. Didn't ask, just showed up. 2 weeks! That's not a visit. That's an insurrection. Man, my father's so cheap, he just picked the date they had to be there, and then went before and after it until it was cheap enough, and then he bought the tickets. I would have paid. I would have paid for the flight, or a hotel, or a sniper. My mother was like, she was so cute. She's like, "Don't worry, we're not gonna be a bother. We're just gonna hang around. You don't, it's, we're not even gonna be like we're there. You don't have to entertain us." Yeah, right. Try to sneak into the kitchen early in the morning, get one cup of coffee before it all starts. They're just sitting there at the counter like two lonely sea lions. The problem is they have no activities. They have no hobbies. They just eat and then talk about what they ate last night, and they talk about what they're going to eat tonight, and is there time to eat in between? They're like two retired raccoons just going through my kitchen.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
High school basketball tonight. Dick Graceffa calling the play-by-play tonight. Let's get a preview of today's game. And Dick, tell us about the teams. We got a Racine team playing tonight, right?
Yeah, we have St. Catharines playing Whitefish Bay Dominican. You got two powerhouse teams playing that have won a lot of state championships in basketball. So it should be a very good game. Both teams are chasing Racine Lutheran. They're in second place, so it's a big ball game for both teams tonight.
Who won the big game the other night?
Racine Park defeated Racine Lutheran.
Whoa!
In a packed field house. It was a great, game.
That wasn't expected. That was not expected, though, right?
No, it was not expected. And now, like you said, Don, Park's got the bragging rights because they've been all over Facebook saying they have the best team in the city now. So, you know, just a little fun between the schools.
Yeah, well, now it's official. It's been on Facebook, right?
I guess.
That's it. Now we have nothing else to discuss. Okay, so tonight's game is, as you said, Racine, St. Catherine, the Angels, and they're hosting Dominican Knights, and that will be at St. Catherine's here in Racine. The pregame starts 6:30, tip-off, 7 o'clock. Anything to look forward to tonight? What are we looking at tonight? Anything big? Any particular players?
Well the Dominican Knights, they have a individual player that's a Division I player committed to a Division I school that averages 29 points per game, and then St. Catharines has one of their own. He's averaging 30 points per game, but I think St. Catharines is going to want to try to keep the game in the 60s to win, where Dominican likes to score 70 to 80 points to win. They don't care much about defense, just about scoring.
Now, let me ask you, are there any college scouts in the audience at these games? Are you there, Dick? Hello?
Okay, I'm sorry. I must have got disconnected.
Okay, are we okay now?
Yep.
Okay. Are there any scouts from colleges in the audience at these games?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, a lot of times when they come, they like to stand. They come and ask where the radio people are. Can we stand behind you and just kind of watch? Because they don't want to be with the spectators, you know, because they're jotting notes and things like that. So I would expect there'll be a couple probably scouts there tonight.
Okay, now you can hear the game at WRJN 6:30 tonight. That's pregame tip-off, 7 o'clock. And if you're out of town, like in Deadwood, South Dakota, if you know someone out there or you know someone in Abilene, Kansas, and they can't hear the game on WRJN, they can hear the stream at dgsports.mixlr.com. That's dgsports.mixlr.com. I'm sure you got a big audience out in Deadwood. I've been there a couple of times, and I know that they're big on Racine High School sports out in Deadwood, South Dakota. So, looking forward to that. Okay, Dick, what's that?
No, I just said, oh, okay.
Okay. All right, Dick, well, looking forward to the game. We'll talk to you tonight at 6:30 right here at WRJN, okay? All right? I don't know what happened to him. He's got earbuds and stuff. I don't know what's going on with him. It's 8:36 WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Weather-wise, we're looking for an increase in cloud cover today with a high near 21. Slight chance of snow tonight. Very slight. Otherwise, cloudy, lows 18. Sunday, we've got the sun coming out. It might do some work, too. Highs near 35. Sunny on Sunday. Highs near 27. Right now at Radio Park, it's sunny and zero.
Stay away from me, American woman, mama, let me be. Don't come hanging around my door, I don't want to see your face no more. I got more important things to do than spend my time growing old with you. Now, woman, I said stay away, American woman, listen what I say. What I say, hey.
American woman, said get away. American woman, listen what I say. Well, come on, hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize, sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me.
Guess who? Local news, Tamla Sids for you here at WRJN. A little dog in England was stranded on a beach while the tide was coming in and couldn't drown. No one could catch her, but she kept running away. A search and rescue drone operator came up with a brilliant idea. They attached a sausage to the drone, flew down close, and the dog followed the sausage to safety. Special kudos to the woman who lives nearby and pitched in by cooking the sausage. So there you go. You got to use ingenuity. I mean, if you got to catch a dog, that's the best way to do it. Ingenuity. A little food helps, too. It's 841 WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. This song's from 72.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
cover of the Sam Cooke hit, What a Wonderful World. It's 8:46 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Mike Clemens coming up in a moment. Hey, you've been waiting for details on how to win those Herman's Hermits and Association tickets? So here's the skinny. Dan Marcus had a great conversation once with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits, and next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, he'll play back a segment each day at about 10:45 in the morning. Now, remember what you heard, because later in the day at around 3:45-ish, Kurt Bowman will ask you about the topic of the earlier interview. The first person to call in and recall the highlights will win the tickets. Details and rules are online at WRJN.com.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
All right, we're going to talk the world of sports. Mike Clemens is here. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. What was the temperature when you got into WRJN this morning?
Minus one.
Oh, man. I thought it was supposed to warm up.
That's what I thought. The sun's not working. It's broken.
Apparently.
35 tomorrow, though. 35 tomorrow. So we should have a little bit of melting. And you're up in where? Green Bay, New Orleans. Where are you hanging out?
No, I'm actually, at a family. You've heard of family, right?
Yeah. At an undisclosed, undisclosed location. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I'm at my family's house for today, but then we're going to go back at it. We've got Badgers and Bucks to cover. Bucks going on a West Coast tour. We had a game that we covered last night where they pulled out a win over the Heat. But then my next report for you will be from New Orleans from the Super Bowl.
Yes, I forgot. You know, after the Packers were done, it's like, all right, yeah, is there anything else going on in the NFL? Yeah, Super Bowl. It's like after the Packers, I remember they're playing the Super Bowl.
More viewers last year than Apollo 11. Most watched program in the history of television.
People, you know, even people that don't care about football tend to really get involved in the Super Bowl. I think it's the whole pageantry, the halftime shows. It's like a big event. And the football game, oh, yeah, they're playing football, too, by the way. Yeah.
And some people like to watch it just for the commercials, right?
That's right. They made a big deal years ago about these commercials that run because they make the millions of dollars worth just for the Super Bowl. Who's the halftime show this year? I forgot.
So did I, quite frankly. Some of them, this year's, it's like, I actually have to look that one up. Last year's was Usher, and what put on a spectacular show. And, you know, the strategists say that was actually a big draw for a lot of their demographics. They brought in people that maybe don't normally watch the game with that one. So that was very successful for them. But, there's some good teams out there competing this weekend for the right to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know they are. But after the pass, I had a story on earlier. This woman, she got a text from her mother. It said, I'm having a heart attack. So she called 911. It turns out her mother wasn't really having a heart attack. She was watching, this is last year, the Packers 49ers game last year.
Yeah.
And she couldn't
yeah.
take the tension. And she just said, I'm having a heart attack. Over the game, not really a heart attack. But they sent an ambulance and everything to the house.
Oh, wow.
If you got a text from your mother that said, I'm having a heart attack, what would you do?
What can you do? What can you do?
Okay, so let's talk about the Bucks. They were in New Orleans. They got snowed in. these cities like New Orleans, they don't even have a snowplow down there. They can't handle snow.
Louisiana with the storm of the century. It seems like every location in America every other year is having their storm of the century. And so Louisiana had that for the winter. Up to 8 inches of snow turns Bourbon Street into a ghost town. Doc Rivers had actually taken the Bucks down a day early to just sort of adapt and get up to it. And so he said that going into the scheduled game they had against the Pelicans the other night, that he got a tip-off from the NBA. It's like, okay, this is probably 95% chance you're not going to play this game. Well, he didn't let on to the team, by the way. He went ahead and had their meetings. They went over some video. They talked about technique, et cetera. And then the game got called off. Because no one moved on the roads around New Orleans and Louisiana, but they had to shut down the airport as well. Because, they're not equipped for that kind of a storm down there. I was in Dallas the year that the Packers played the Steelers, and you remember you had like 22 inches of snow.
Yes, I do.
Past the door.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Well, down in Dallas, we had 3 or 4 inches of ice on the interstate, and Jerry Jones and company, those guys down there, they ran out of salt on Monday, and they still had Tuesday to the end of the week to try and clean up these roads. They only had trucks with sand. I mean, it was a ghost town. I felt so bad for the Packers and Steelers fans that had come all the way down to party, and everything got canceled because of that weather. It was 16 degrees. But then, Roger Goodell made a deal with the devil or something, because by Sunday it's sunshine and 60, and they got the game, just fine. So for these Bucks, the game gets canceled. It's been rescheduled or will be rescheduled. They haven't heard yet. Now they still can't get out of there, and they got a game at home last night. So as they're flying back to Milwaukee, they had to move the game from 6:30 to 7:30 because the Bucks didn't get to town until just a couple hours before the tip-off time. On the other side of the ball, though, is the Miami Heat. And Jimmy Butler, who was a star player at Marquette, who beat the Bucks in the playoffs just 2 years ago, he's 35. He knows that this is probably his last chance to, get a bag of money. And so he wants to redo his contract. He wants more money. And Pat Riley, the president of the Heat, is like, excuse me, you have 2 years left of your contract. I don't need to talk to you. Well, he's been putting on all kinds of little fits, not showing up to meetings and not playing well. So he just came off a 7-game suspension. He misses the team flight from Miami to Milwaukee the other day. So Riley suspends him another 2 games. So he's not out there last night. And it's all this drama. It's a big mess. And, Doc Rivers says, I've been through that. That happened to me in Philadelphia with a player. He said, you feel bad for the Heat players because it's no win for them. If they say something for their teammate, they're against the team. If they say something defending the team, then, you're not a good locker room guy. So he said, it's a real mess, and I hope that, those guys get it settled.
We got a big game coming up with the Badgers on Sunday. This is big for our general manager. Chris Morrow, because he lived in Nebraska for a number of years. And, of course, he was born and raised here in Racine. So he's got – this is a good game for him. He could cheer for both teams if he wanted to, I guess.
Oh, no. I know that Chris – I mean, he actually thinks he goes down there to football games.
I know. He goes right, to – right. He worked the radio.
Nebraska Cornhuskers. Yeah. No, Nebraska's coming in. But the Badgers, they're on a roll, man. They had won 7 games in a row. Then they went out to the West Coast. Because, believe it or not, USC and UCLA, they're now also in the Big Ten. They beat USC. UCLA, though, went toe-to-toe with them, point for point. Badgers missed a shot with just a couple of seconds left, and they lost that one. I think it was 85-83 the other night. But they're back home now, and on Sunday, it's the Badgers and Nebraska with a noon tip-off time. We'll have coverage of that on WRJN on this coming Sunday.
Let's talk about the NFL. There is life after the Packers, obviously. And by the way, Kendrick Lamar is the halftime show.
Kendrick Lamar, yeah. See, I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
He was warned. He was warned by the NFL not to do certain things during the show.
Yeah, well, and, good luck with that.
Yeah, well, anyway, so he's the halftime show. Let's talk about the NFL.
Yeah, you've got the NFC and the AFC championship games. Eagles, very tough physical team that eliminated the Packers. Very strong on defense against Jaden Daniels, this rookie sensation at quarterback for Washington, Dan Quinn, who had taken the Falcons to a Super Bowl once before, and they're the Cinderella team to be sure. Then that starts at 2. Then at 5:30, it'll be the Buffalo Bills at Arrowhead against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Chiefs trying to make it a three-peat. I'm pulling for Washington and the Bills. That's the Super Bowl I want to cover because those are two fan bases that are really, you know, deserve a break and to get back in the Super Bowl. I'd like to see actually Buffalo win it all this year. Finally.
You mean the only New York NFL team?
They're the only New York team that's left, yeah, right now.
Well, the only New York team in the NFL. They've got a couple of New Jersey teams like the Giants
right.
and
that's
the Jets.
Right. Oh, yeah,
but the only team, the only NFL team in the state of New York, the Buffalo Bills.
I know. Don Rosen is here to remind you that.
Well, what do you got to tell you? When I went to Hofstra University, that was the Jets training camp. And every day we went out to lunch, and there was Joe Namath and Emerson Boozer.
Oh, you're kidding me. You got to see those guys work out.
Some of them used to come over and take pieces of our French fries out of our plate because we just sat along the sidelines.
Oh, and Don Maynard. He was such
Don
a
Maynard,
good receiver.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We had them all there. That was 1972 when I went to Hofstra University. And that is still their training camp, by the way. But you can watch the scrimmage plays out there at lunchtime and just bring your tray of lunch out there. And then they'd pick the fries out of your plate and, you know, give me a drink and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, we got the – See, our sports director at my first radio station was John Schmidt, the center for the New York Jets.
Oh, that's so cool.
He didn't do much.
And you know something?
Yeah.
When I played high school football back then, my dad got me a big Joe Namath poster, which I had in my bedroom all through high school. I thought he was just one of the best.
Do you remember that whole big thing when he cried? He had to give up that bar. Remember that?
Because it was like, where's the league? But there were celebrities there, and there was mob guys showing up there. And
people
said, we can't have this, Joe. We can't have this.
It was something called, like, Brothers 3 or something like that. I forget the exact name of the bar. But he had to give it up, and he went to a press conference, and he cried his eyes. He really cried.
Broadway Joe, because you know why? Because he quit. He says, you know what? I'm quitting football. I'm not selling my business. You don't tell me to sell my business. So this is it. My career is over with as an NFL quarterback. And he was a retired football player for about 4 or 5 months before he finally woke up and said, yeah, you know, I still got a lot of football left of me. And so he had to sell the bar.
I think it was called Brothers 3 was the name. Yeah, it was a questionable establishment. Let's just say that. All right. Mike, thanks a lot, my friend. Looking forward to all your sports reports here in the morning on WRJN. Love listening to them. You get right to it. You cram it all in there. And we appreciate your work here at WRJN, my friend.
Great to see you and Terry. I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to visit more.
At the holiday party.
Christmas party last weekend. Yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah. All right, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye. Mike Clemens, our sports guru here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. You enjoy your weekend. I'll catch you Monday morning, 6 o'clock, dark and early once again. Coming up next, Dan Marcus, followed by Kurt Vollman. We've got the whole crew. We've got Chris Morrow at night tonight and the whole weekend crew. 9 o'clock on the noggin right now at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.